said to him, "Here am I, for thou didst call me."
"I called not, my son," said Eli. "Lie down again."
But when it happened a third time, and the little white figure stood by the priest's bed, declaring positively, "Thou didst call me," Eli suddenly realized that perhaps it was God whose voice the boy had heard.
"Go lie down," he said gently to the bewildered child. "And it shall be that if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'"
One great lesson Samuel had learned, and that was to do exactly what he was told, never questioning. So now he went back to bed without another word. Did Eli mean that it was the Lord who had called him? The great God who was so wonderful, whose ark was in the holy place behind the veil of blue and purple and scarlet, guarded by cherubim? He had only seemed like a far-off name to Samuel. Could it really be God's own voice that had called Samuel? If that was so, then the great unknown God must at all times have known the little servant in his house. Then again the voice sounded, "Samuel, Samuel." This time Samuel was listening with all his might, and obediently his answer rang out fearlessly and clearly.
"Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth."
God knew that his little servant was fit to be trusted with a message, although it was a terrible one. And he told Samuel that a dreadful punishment was to fall upon the old priest Eli and his wicked sons. And so awful would it be that even the ears of the people who heard about it should tingle. There was no more sleep for Samuel that night. God's voice rang in his